Come, let us sing to Adonai. Let us praise the God of all creation. O Holy One, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. Let everything that lives and that breathes give praise to Adonai. Alleluia. God, whose almighty word chaos and darkness heard and took their flight, hear us, we humbly pray, and where the gospel day sheds not its glorious ray, let there be light. Savior, who came to give those who in darkness live healing and sight, help those who seek to find, heal those whose hearts are blind, and in each humble mind let there be light. Spirit of truth and love, life-giving holy dove, speed forth your flight. Move on the water's face, bearing the lamp of grace, and in earth's darkest place let there be light. Holy and blessed Three, glorious Trinity, wisdom, love, might, boundless as ocean's tide, rolling in fullest pride through this earth far and wide, let there be light. O gates, lift high your heads, and let our splendid ruler enter in. O gates, lift high your heads, grow higher, ancient doors, let the glorious sovereign enter. Who is this splendid ruler? Adonai, the mighty, the valiant, the one who conquers the chaos. O gates, lift high your heads, grow higher, ancient doors, let the glorious sovereign enter. Who is this splendid ruler? Adonai of heaven's glory, this splendid ruler is our God. Glory to the Abba, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. O gates, lift high your heads, and let our splendid ruler enter in.
A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. Brothers and sisters, Christ for a little while was made lower than the angels, that by the grace of God he might taste death for everyone. For it was fitting that he, for whom and through whom all things exist, in bringing many children to glory, should make the leader to their salvation perfect through suffering. The one who consecrates and those who are being consecrated all have one origin. Therefore, Christ is not ashamed to call them brothers and sisters. Thanks be to God.
How great is your name, Adonai Elohim, through all the earth. How great is your name, Adonai Elohim, through all the earth. Your majesty is praised above the heavens. How great is your name, Adonai Elohim, through all the earth. Glory to the Abba and the Word and the Holy Breath of love. How great is your name, Adonai Elohim, through all the earth. Let the little children come to me. Do not hinder them, for to such belongs the realm of heaven. Blessed be Adonai, the God of Israel, who visits this people to set us free, raising for us a sign of salvation in the house and family of David. God promised throughout past ages, in words of holy prophets, to save us from our enemies and from the control of our oppressors. Adonai favored our ancestors and remembered the sacred covenant. The pledge to Abraham and Sarah is now renewed for us. That freed from the grip of our foes, we might worship without fear and be both just and holy for the rest of our days. And you, child, called prophet of the Most High, will go ahead to prepare the way by teaching this people of salvation through forgiveness of their sins. For the loving compassion of the Holy One, as the rising sun will shine upon us, to illumine the darkness and dispel death's shadow, to guide our feet on the way of peace. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Let the little children come to me. Do not hinder them, for to such belongs the realm of heaven.
That all who have been called and gifted to follow Christ may be ambassadors of reconciliation, forgiving each other and working for the reconciliation of all who are in conflict. Let us pray. That we may listen today and hear God's voice call us from hardness of heart to compassion and joy, let us pray. For those oppressed by racism, sexism, and classism, and for those who are working to dismantle the structures and institutions that keep people from freedom and flourishing, let us pray. That the sacredness of all life and the rights of all human and all earthly beings may be upheld in the hearts and in the laws of all peoples and nations, let us pray.
Our dear Abba in heaven, holy be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Do not bring us to the test, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
O Holy One, source, guide, and goal of all that is. You sent Jesus to proclaim forgiveness and to announce a new way of living in the world. Through his example and preaching, make us ambassadors of forgiveness and reconciliation, and thus prepare the way for your reign on earth as it is in heaven, where yours is the power and glory of love, now and forever. Amen. May the Spirit of God kindle in our hearts the love of God and neighbor that is the fulfillment of the law. Amen.
Let us bless Adonai. Thanks be to God.